So then, as we come to the last sitting of this retreat, I want to emphasize that one of the keys, one of the significant insights that will come and go, sometimes it takes a while to understand and it's easy to forget, and take a while before it's understood again, and that is that one of the most important things about the deepening of mindfulness practice is how we are mindful, how we are aware. It's so important that maybe you can think of it that how we're aware is actually more important of what we're aware of. It's sometimes said that mindfulness vipassana is not about seeing something new, but about seeing in a new way. And so some of the themes of this retreat can also be found within our capacity for mindfulness, for knowing, for recognition, for awareness. It's possible for how we know is done in a stable way, in a steady way. It's possible that how we're aware, how we're mindful, has a quality of well-being in it, or quality of contentment, or quality of ease, or a quality of non-contention, non-conflict. That it feels nice to be aware. It feels nice to be, even when what we're aware of is quite difficult, it's possible to be aware in a way that awareness is like being met by a warm, caring, empathic friend who just cares so nicely, and there's a nice feeling to it. And it's possible for awareness to have a confidence in it, or a strength, that not so much that we are confident, we don't have to identify so much with me, myself, and mine, but we can feel that the mindfulness, the awareness itself, has a kind of strength to it, or confidence in it. So as we go about this sitting today, you might want to, if it's available to you, if it's easy enough to find, you might spend some time taking that backward step away from your experiences, whatever you're experiencing, to noticing how you're aware, how you're experiencing it. How is it received? Is it received with resistance, or with duty or obligation, or it's received with the idea that mindfulness is work, and now I got to kind of gear myself up and work? And is it received by eagerness and expectation and hope for something better? To take the backward step into the nature of how you're receiving experiencing, how you're receiving experience. And see if you can, in the how you are in being aware, can that be easeful, receptive? Can you be steady in it, or can it be steady in itself? A stability that doesn't waver so much or doesn't react so much to what's going on. That it's, whatever happens, it's okay for that receptive quality of awareness. Maybe it's not okay for you, but maybe it's okay for awareness. And see if then during the sitting, what it's like to be in that receptive mode of things just appear and are in awareness, and feeling and sensing these good qualities that awareness is capable of. And if this doesn't work for you for this sitting, then you're more than welcome to go back and practice the way that you know best. To allow awareness just to be aware, knowing, just knowing, sensing, just sensing, mindfulness, just moment of mindfulness, uncomplicated, just this. And as we bring this meditation to a close, what have you learned in the course of this retreat about how you might use or engage your natural capacity for awareness, your capacity for mindfulness, recognizing what's happening? How could you use that so that you can be more at ease in this world and find greater peace as you go through all the ups and downs and challenges of this life?